to the inaugural version of the CJ podcast. CJ standing for Crime and Justice. This is sort of an adjunct to my written blog, Crime and Justice blog at WordPress.com. And really, this is just sort of an experiment to see how this works. I have never done a podcast before. I'm not a broadcaster. So, long way of saying I have no idea what I'm doing. So, just going to try it out. See how it turns out, see if people like it. If it seems to work, then might make it a regular feature of the blog. Do need to say that the intro music was courtesy of Small Colin, I think is the name. I've never heard it pronounced. It's spelled C-O-L-I-N, which would seem to make it Small Colon, but I don't want to leave people with images of the end of the digestive process as part of my inaugural podcast. So we'll call it Small Colin and leave it at that. So anyway, the purpose of the podcast is to bring some reality to discussions of criminal justice topics in the media today. There's a lot of sensationalism out there, a lot of false information, frankly. So what I'm trying to do is counter some of the myths, rely more on research and reality in terms of the dialogue about crime and justice in the United States. So, you know, one of the problems that we have in terms of the discussion is how the media handles crime and justice. You've got your Nancy Graces, you've got, you know, sensationalized 2020 news stories about horrific murders. And so people come to believe that that's what crime and justice is about. It's all horror and it's all terrible and criminals are all the same and they're all awful, etc., etc. So I'm not here to apologize for crime or criminals, certainly, but to bring a little balance to the picture. I think about my grandmother, God rest her soul, but years ago she used to spend her days watching CNN and seeing the 24-hour news cycle. And so anytime there was a plane crash, there would be hours and hours and perhaps days of coverage about it. She would see this over and over again, and she became to be really frightened of flying. And of course, it was all out of proportion to the reality of flying. Flying is very safe, but you watch the news enough and you come to think that perhaps it's not. Perhaps it's not. So, same thing here. You watch enough TV news about crime and you can get really frightened about things, and that doesn't make any sense to me. So, today's inaugural topic is going to be about myths related to criminal justice. So we're going to talk about three very common myths. One of those, the first one we're going to talk about, is that crime is out of control and it's on the increase. And this is something I hear from my students initially when they first start a class with me. I'll hear it in conversations with people I talk with, and you certainly get that impression if you watch the news. Crime stories on the news with any frequency. Seems like the crime problem's really out of control. The reality, though, if you look at the numbers, is that crime has been on the decrease for over 20 years now. Since the early 1990s, it's been steadily declining. And that's pretty much across the board, all different types of crime. The reasons for that aren't entirely clear. There's a lot of different explanations, depending on who you talk to. But all of them end sort of the same way. They say this may be true, but we're not sure why. And they're right. We ultimately don't know why. Probably pretty complex reasons behind that. But the main point to remember is that crime is declining, which is a good thing. So the second myth we're going to talk about is that all criminals are the same. It's real easy to lump people together who have committed crimes, and to just think of them as bad people or whatever kind of negative stereotypes that you have. In reality, that's not a very useful way of viewing them, and it's not really true. I spent a number of years doing assessment work with offenders, and what I can tell you from that is that no two offenders are alike. They may share certain categories of problems, incorrect worldviews, trauma history, that type of thing, but they're all, at the core, very unique. So the reasons behind crimes, again, not very clear. There's lots of different theories about what causes crime, and with as with the reasons behind the decline in crime, the theories about what causes crime all end with there's probably more to it than this theory alone can predict. So all offenders are very different, and that's something important to remember in terms of how we deal with crime. And we may talk more about the implications of that in future podcasts, but that is one of the myths I wanted to address here. And the final myth I wanted to address was that nothing works to change criminal behavior. And this is sort of a myth that stemmed from the 1970s. A guy named Martinson wrote an article in which he said that there was no evidence to show that any rehabilitative efforts have an effect on reducing crime. And he may or may not have been right about that, but what he left in the wake of that statement was the idea that there is really nothing that we can do to change a person who commits crimes. So basically, we should lock everybody up for as long as possible and hope for the best. He came to retract that later in his life. And what we know now from research is that there's lots of different, very useful approaches. Cognitive behavioral therapy being sort of at the center of what works to actually change the behavior of people who commit crimes. And there are a variety of other methods and approaches, and ultimately what we know is that not everything works with each person. Gets back to the idea that everyone is different. Each offender is unique, and we need to adjust our approach based on that. So, all right. So, three different myths, all of them very common. And I hope listening to this has helped help you get started on thinking about different ways of viewing crime, criminal offenders, and how we manage them. Thanks for listening. And if you want to comment, you can find me on Podbean at Bob Cameron. It's my username there. You can also check out my blog and comment there, or reach me by email. The blog address, again, is crimeandjusticeblog.wordpress.com. Thanks.